I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 So, meron ka ng lupa na pagtatayuan ng bahay or kung renovation naman, andun na yung lupa, di ba? Andun na yung bahay na dinemolish para i-renovate. And you have found an entire community, an entire group of experts and skilled people to work with you and to plan with you on the building, no, paglikha or renovation of your house. You already have a clear vision at nakapagplano na kayo kung paano gagawin, paano lilikhain yung bahay. You have cleared up and prepared the land or the space, no? Sabi ko nga, one of our reflections was, one Sunday we reflected on demolition. Pag-demolish ng bahay or na i-renovate or naman, kung bagong bahay to, you still need to clear out the land. You still need to prepare the land na pagtatayuan. Sa mga kailangan pang bungkalin, no? Kailangan bungkalin. Especially yung paglalaga ka ng foundation. At meron ka ng materials. Last Sunday, ay pinag-usapan na ano yung mga materials na kailangan para itayo ang bahay or i-renovate ang bahay. May mga materials na very important na hindi mo pwedeng i-compromise yung quality, no, at yung tibay ng materials. And that would mean that it will cost you more to have those good quality or up to standard ng mga materials. So what's next? Ano ang kasunod? Of course, yung actual na paglikha, actual na building. The actual building or renovation. Yung mismong pagtatayo, yung mismong proseso ng pagtatayo, pagbubuo ng bahay or ng pagre-renovate. Siyempre, hindi naman pwedeng puro chika-chika lang at puro pagpaplano. Tapos, hindi naman pala gagawin. And what's the point? Di ba? At some point, kailangan magsimula yung paglikha, pag-rebuild, pagtayo, pag-renovate. So, sa pagtatayo o pag-renovate ng bahay, siyempre, una mong itatayo or titignan yung pundasyon, yung foundation ng bahay with yung nasabi nating mga materials, yung metal rods, yung mga bakal. No, sa pundasyon kasi, sa loob ng pundasyon, may bakal yun eh. Tapos sa kasi sementohan, di ba? So sa pagtatayo ng bahay, ang unang ilalagak, ang unang itatayo ay yung pundasyon, starting with the materials of the metal rods, yung bakal na matibay na nabili mo na, na-acquire mo na. Kung nagre-renovate ka naman ng bahay, tulad nung na-renovate yung bahay ng partner kong si Lawrence, ang unang titignan pa rin kung maayos pa yung pundasyon at yung mga biga, main, hindi ko alam ano pang ibang term sa biga, basta yung main na kahoy o bakal na nag-hold nung bubong, no? Yung main na pinaglalaga ka nung bubong. No, i-check kung matibay pa, maayos pa, or kailangan ba siyang i-retrofit, kailangan bang pakapalin, ayusin, patibayin yung pundasyon or palitan, di ba? Ito ay kasi kung hindi, ayun nga, kailangan patibayan, kailangan palakasin. Last week I talked about materials for building or renovation, at sabi ko yung mga bakal ng pundasyon and even yung bakal nung pader, kasi yung pader, 'di ba, hollow blocks 'yan. Pero meron din yan metal framing, meron din yan metal rods eh, that holds together the wall and make sure that the wall ay ano talaga, matibay. So meron ding bakal na nilalagay sa pader. So yung mga materials, yung bakal, essential yan, importanteng materials at importanteng inilalagay dun sa pagtatayo ng bahay, pagre-renovate ng bahay, because it holds, no, it will hold the house together, and the foundations will keep the house standing, nakatayo, matibay. The metal, I said, in that reflection, should be of good quality and strength. No, yung tibay niya, yung kapal niya, should be of good quality, good standard, of good strength. You cannot compromise the quality of the metal rods that you need for the foundation and for the walls and for the roofing. And these metal rods should be one of the metal rods, kasi nga ginagamit nating metaphor ang bahay at yung materials ng bahay, paglikha ng bahay sa metaphor ng buhay. One of the metal rods should be love, pag-ibig. Love should be the strongest metal that should hold your life together. Love should be the foundation that makes you firmly rooted on solid ground. No? Yung bakal, foundation, the inner foundation, na itatarak sa lupa, that will hold you firmly into the ground, should be love. Pag-ibig dapat ang pundasyon natin, na malalim tayong inuugat o itinatayo sa lupa. Ito yung sinasabi ni Jesus na magtayo ng bahay sa solid ground. And as Christians, our solid ground is the life and the words of Jesus. The foundation that is deeply embedded, yung pag-ibig, yung pundasyon ng pag-ibig, should be embedded into the ground. And that foundation embedded into the ground is love, the virtue of love. What it means to love is shown in the life and words of Jesus and the early Christians who exemplified them. Siyempre, marami naman kasing definition ng love. And you know, over the entire human history and civilization, ang dami ng definition ng love at paano ba talaga ka nagmamahal. And different religions, cultures have their own definitions of love in that period of time. No, ang mga Buddhists, they have their definition of love. Ang Hindus, ang mga indigenous peoples, may definition sila ng love at kung paano ba nagla-love, paano nagmamahal. And syempre, tayong Kristiyano, tayo na nagki-claim na naniniwala at tagasunod kay Kristo, kay Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth, ang ating definition ng pag-ibig, yung hugot natin, ang hugot natin ng pag-ibig ay dapat nakaugat sa buhay at mga salita ni Jesus. The foundation, our foundation is the life and words of Jesus and also the early Christians who exemplified them. We claim to be Christians and follow Jesus. Yung bang pundasyon natin ay malalim na nakabaon sa buhay at salita ni Jesus? Hindi pwedeng Christian ka pero you are in intentionally na nagsisinungaling at nagkakalat ng kasinungalingan. Yes, totoo naman, walang perfect. Dahil kung perfect ka na, hindi mo na kailangan ng Diyos. Hindi mo na kailangan magsimba. Hindi mo na kailangan ng relihiyon. Totoo yan, walang perfect. Lahat naman, one time or another, for whatever reason, ay nakapagsinungaling na. Binibigyan pa nga ng kulay natin ang kasinungalingan minsan, di ba? Sinasabi natin, oh, white lies naman yun eh. Pero, magkaiba yung pathological liar at iba naman yung nilalang o yung iba naman yung tao na, you know, yung general imperfection na, yes, nagkakamali. Paminsan-minsan, nagkakamali. Minsan-paminsan-minsan, nadadapa. At paminsan-minsan, whether intentional or unintentional, nakakapagsinungaling. Part of the imperfection. Pero iba yon, the general form of imperfection that all of us have, doon sa taong sinasadyang magsinungaling, sinasadyang gumawa ng masama, na pinagtatanggol pa, sinajustify pa yung sarili, at walang any motivation na magbago o i-correct o mag-apologize. Magkaiba yun. Not being perfect is not an excuse or a justification to normalize evil or bad behavior. Hindi pwede na pag ginagamit mo yung salitang, eh hindi naman perfect ang lahat, hindi pwedeng ginagamit mo yon to justify or and normalize evil or bad behavior. Precisely the point, kaya ka nga imperfect. Kaya ka nga imperfect. At because imperfect ka, nagsusumikap pa rin tayo. Nagsusumikap ka pa rin maging mabuti. Baguhin ang sarili. Baguhin, i-correct yung nagawang pagkakamali, sinasadya man o hindi. At humihingi at kailangan pa rin natin yung grasya ng Diyos, pagpapatawad ng Diyos, pagpapatawad ng mga nagawa natin ng hindi maganda. Kailangan pa rin natin yun. Our imperfection is not an excuse to continue doing bad. Our imperfection should lead us to continue to improve ourselves, to continue trying our best to be good, to improve, to correct ourselves. Hindi kasi pwedeng Christian ka at foundation mo ay love, pero hindi ka marunong makipag-usap ng maayos na dina-justify mo ang masamang gawain o pagsasalita ng hindi maganda. Paano naging love yun? Saan? Saan nakaugat ang sinasabi mong love kung balasubas at mandarambong ka or sinusuportahan mo ang isang balasubas at mandarambong? Kaya nga sabi ni Jesus sa ating reading today, ang taong nakikinig sa akin, sa aking mga salita at mga itinuro, pero hindi ito isinasabuhay, parang isang taong nagtayo ng bahay sa malambot na lupa ng walang pundasyon. At nung bumagyo at bumaha, inanod at nawasak yung bahay. No? Si Jesus ang nagsabi niyan, very plainly, dun sa gospel reading natin today. And dalawa ang version niyan. Meron sa Matthew, meron sa Luke. No? And itong sinabi ni Jesus, sinabi niya ito after niyang magturo at mangaral tungkol sa loving your enemies, tungkol dun sa beatitudes, no? Beatitudes, yung blessed are the poor, blessed are the peacemakers, blessed are seekers of justice, yung ganyan, no? After niya magturo about hypocrisy, about not judging others, iba't-iba niyang mga aral at itinuro at mga kautusan, katuruan. After niya sabihin yon, ang sabi niya, bakit niyo ako tinatawag na Panginoon, Panginoon, kung hindi niyo naman ginagawa yung aking mga sinasabi? Hindi niyo naman ina-apply sa inyong buhay. Para kang isang taong nagtayo ng bahay sa malambot na lupa nang walang pundasyon. So, ang isa sa mga pundasyon natin ay pag-ibig. Pag-ibig na nakatarak sa buhay at salita ni Jesus. Pero may dalawa pa na pundasyon, na bakal at pundasyon. Yung pundasyon na bakal, may dalawa pa bilang Kristiyano bukod sa love. And of course, alam niyo na yan, faith and hope. Pananampalataya at pag-asa. We have two other virtues, faith and hope. Punta muna tayo kay faith. Faith is not just belief or paniniwala. Akala natin pag sinabing faith, synonymous yun sa belief. Faith is about beliefs, about what you intellectually affirm. That's just a part of it. No, belief is just part of a bigger idea and reality of faith. Faith understood in its original language, no, sa original niyang lingwahe sa Greek or even in Hebrew and even in Latin, as well in the lived context of Jews and early Christians, ang ibig sabihin ng faith sa kanila is to give my heart to. Ibigay ang aking puso para kay. So it means faith is relational. Kanino ko ba binibigay ang aking puso at pagkatao? If it is relational, it is about covenant and commitment. Kanino or sa ano ko binibigay ang aking puso at pagkatao? Faith is not just belief. It's just part of it. Wala naman kasing faith na hiwalay sa pakikipagkapwa. Walang faith na hiwalay sa pakikipamuhay. Pagkat sa pakikipamuhay, living in community, our faith is informed. Sa pakikipamuhay, living in community, our faith is built. Our faith is embodied. Saan ka ba? I mean, kayo, tanungin ko, saan ba kayo unang natuto ng tungkol sa pananampalataya? Paano at saan at kailan kayo unang natuto sa pananampalataya? Lalo na tayong mga Pilipino where majority of us are very religious and grew up in religious households, particularly Christian households. Saan ba tayo unang natuto? Ayun, sabi ko na, sa household, sa ating pamilya. Ang pananampalataya natin ay natutunan natin at isinabuhay natin, naranasan natin sa loob ng ating pamilya. That's one. And then, yung pamilya natin nagsisimba. So, natutunan natin dun sa simbahan, sa community na nagwo-worship together. No, sa Sunday school. Some churches before worship service yun and others naman after worship service. Kami nung bata ako, I was raised Roman Catholic and ang mom ko, ang parents ko, hindi naman sila super religious, pero yung mom ko, she makes sure that every single Sunday, including yung Easter, Saturday evening before Easter and yung 24, Bisperas ng Pasko, every Sunday in these two particular days, kailangan nagsisimba kami. So we learn our faith, we live our faith, we experience our faith in our families, in our schools, local community, sa barangay, at sa church. So walang faith na hiwalay sa pakikipamuhay, pakikipagkapwa. The other thing about faith is that faith is also, the practice of faith is mostly looking back and looking inward. To realize, or to always, so that you may realize or always remember the goodness and the love of God in your life. Looking back and looking within, you are reminded that God has always been with you, has always been present with you. At hindi kayo, hindi ikaw pinabayaan ng Diyos. Ano man yung mga pinagdaanan mo, ano man yung mga pagsubok na napagtagumpayan mo eventually, hindi ka pinabayaan ng Diyos at hindi ka iniwan ng Diyos. Faith also means na hindi lamang hindi ka pinabayaan ng Diyos o naging mabuti sa iyo ang Diyos, ikaw rin ay naging mabuti sa ibang tao na ginamit ka ng Panginoon, ginamit ka ng Diyos upang makapagdulot ng kabutihan sa iba. Hindi ako naniniwalang merong taong super sama na buong buhay niya, 100% ng kanyang buhay ay puro kasamaan ng ginawa. There, one way or another, even people we consider to be the most evil would have done something good. And that, realizing that in yourself is also about faith. Punta naman tayo sa hope, no? The third foundation of our house and our life is hope, pag-asa. Kung ang faith ay pagtingin sa nakaraan at sa ating kalooban, hope is the joyful and positive outlook towards the future and towards the outside world. No, recognizing that there is goodness and beauty all around us despite the challenges or horrible things that are happening. Pero hindi ka pwedeng may hope kung wala kang faith. Kasi hope is grounded on the realization that God is with you. And therefore, you can have the assurance that there is something better and good in the future and in the created world. So, magkadikit, magkamag-anak, magkapatid, magulang at anak ang pananampalataya at faith. Pananampalataya at pag-asa. No, faith and hope. Kasi nakabase ang hope dun sa ating realization at paniniwala at practices that enforce that paniniwala na kasakasama natin ang Diyos. Pananampalatayang kasakasama natin Diyos, nararanasan natin ang Diyos sa ating buhay. At dahil doon, meron tayong assurance. Tayo ay tumitingin sa kinabukasan na anuman ang mangyari, mabuti o masama, there will always be something good and better because God has always been with us and will continue to be with us into the future. Kaya magkasama ang faith at ang hope. Faith, hope, and love are the foundational materials and indeed the foundation themselves that grounds us into the words and life of Jesus. Makes us stand strong, holds our house, our life together. Faith, hope, and love holds our life together, makes us stand firm and strong, grounds us in the life and words of Jesus. Pero ang reflection kasi talaga today is, paano nga ba lumikha ng bahay, particularly the foundations, paano ba magtayo ng mga foundations of faith, hope, and love? How do you create walls and framings and roofings and floorings of faith, hope, and love? Process ang ating reflection, ang talagang reflection natin for today. It is about process. The process of building and renovating our lives, pagbuo ng buhay, bahay at bayan. So how do you build or strengthen love? How do you build faith as the metal that binds everything together, or the cement, the concrete that connects everything, that solidifies everything together? Your foundation is love. Paano nga ba itayo ang pundasyon ng pag-ibig? Then be loving. Paano magkaroon ng pundasyon ng pag-ibig? Maging mapagmahal ka. Practice the ways of love, of being loving. At anong mga yon? Kindness, generosity, generosity, pagiging mapagbigay, self-control, patience, openness, and the effort to understand. Kasi ang pag-ibig ay pilit na umuunawa. At yan ang isa sa mga natutunan ko sa partner kong si Lawrence. No? Para kay Lawrence, ang pag-ibig, pag talagang umiibig ka sa isang tao, sa pamilya mo, sa lover mo, partner mo, asawa mo, sa anak mo, pipilitin mo sa abot na iyong makakaya, at kahit hindi mo na kaya, uunawain mo. You will make the effort and the openness to understand. That is an expression and a mark of love. And a practice of love. The process of loving. Commitment to nonviolence. Works of intimacy and friendship. Laughter. Yes, part ng love ang pagtawa. And finding ways to laugh. To tell our stories and to listen to the stories of others. Empathy and care. Marks of love yan. Process of love yan. At ang pinakamahirap sa lahat na iproseso, or ang pinakamahirap na proseso sa lahat sa pagmamahal, dalawa yan na magkaugnay: the willingness and the effort to admit that you are wrong and to ask for forgiveness, or the willingness and the effort to forgive. Dalawa yan. Pinakamahirap na dalawang bagay, dalawang proseso ng pag-ibig. Proseso ng pag-ibig na nagpapatibay sa pundasyon ng pag-ibig. The willingness and effort to admit that you are wrong, and at other times, the willingness and effort to forgive. Magpatawad. The other foundation is faith. Gusto mo mapatibay ang iyong pananampalataya? Then be faithful to the one you give your heart to. Set a time and create a habit of personal prayer, reflection, and silence. You know, this, the intention of prayer, reflection, and silence helps you look back at your life and to look at your life now. Intentional prayer, reflection, and silence helps you to reflect on the essential good that you are and the good that you have in your life, while at the same time, Prayer, reflection, and silence also helps you to look at the things about you that you need to improve on, that you need to develop, that you need to correct. Pray, reflect, and be silent with others. Sabi ko nga, walang pananampalatayang hindi galing sa pakikipagkapwa o pakikipamuhay. You will learn, you will grow, you will develop faith when you live with a community of faith, when you share stories and insights, when you pray with each other and for one another. And community holds you accountable. Community, when community holds you accountable, community makes you aware of the things that you need to develop, the things that you need to correct about yourself. And that strengthens faith. Prayer, reflection, and silence, individually or with community, is the process of self-awareness and self-discovery. Sa spirituality, importante ang self-awareness, developing greater self-awareness. Without self-awareness, there is no wisdom and there is no spirituality. Napaka-importanting component ng pananampalataya and of personal success, personal development. Sa buhay or sa career, yung meron kang self-awareness. And as Christian, we develop that, we process that through prayer, silence, and reflection. By yourself and with others. Isang nakakatulong pa dyan, yung journaling. Isulat mo. Write it down. Write down your thoughts, your feelings, and even your prayers. Journaling is a process that helps you to really dig into yourself and develop that self-awareness and that connection with God and with others. Other spiritual practices like reading, pagbabasa, not only builds and strengthens faith, it also strengthens hope. Because as I've said, hope is grounded on faith at kasama ng faith. The process of building faith is also the process of building up hope, the foundation of hope. But let me also talk about hope as the foundation of life. Gusto mo maging hopeful? Gusto mo maging puno ng pag-asa? I'll go back to what I said na be grateful and generous. Gratitude and generosity builds up hope. Give, participate, volunteer. Just give. Magbigay ka. Sige pa, bigay, bigay lang. The default behavior of a grateful and generous life is to give. Yun yung default. Not questioning, ano ba, gagamitin ba ng sama-sama nung yung bang humihingi ng tulong sa akin? Gagamitin niya ba ito ng masama? Magvo-volunteer ako? Talaga bang para to sa simbahan or para to dun sa community pag ako nag-volunteer? Do not speculate on such things and simply give, participate, and volunteer. Of course, pag alam mo na, pag meron ka naman ng ebidensya at talagang it is a fact na yung taong tutulungan mo ay gagamitin sa masama, of course, huwag kang magbigay. Huwag kang mag-volunteer, huwag kang tumulong. No? Or kung yung taong nangungutang sa'yo, talaga namang meron ng experience na hindi talaga siya nagbabayad ng utang, ba't mo papautangin? Pero in most cases, the default nature of a follower of Jesus, someone who is grateful and generous, is to simply give. Ano man ang gawin niya, nung pagbibigyan mo o tutulungan mo, yun ay pananagutan niya na sa Diyos. Pero ikaw, ang pananagutan mo sa Diyos, pag may lumalapit sa iyo, pag merong nangangailangan, tumugon ka at tumulong. And that builds up hope. Generosity and gratitude builds up hope. Maging mapagpasalamat sa lahat ng biyayang iyong tinanggap, i-practice mo yan araw-araw, mag-journal ka ng iyong pinagpapasalamat sa araw-araw, sa bawat taon, sa bawat buwan, yung gratitude mo, i-embody mo, i-express mo sa pagiging mapagbigay, sa pagpa-participate, sa pag-volunteer, and all of those builds up hope. How? In what way? Giving and doing something for others makes you a participant of doing good in the world. That means things are not always bad. The world is not bad because you yourself is an example of good and of doing good. Being grateful looks at life, looks at yourself and the world, that there is still good and beauty in the world. Hindi lang puro kasamaan, hindi lang puro kabuisitan, hindi lang puro toxicity. Being grateful helps you to realize that while there are evil in the world, there is also as much good, beauty, and love, and generosity, and gratitude in the world. At sabi nga ni Gandalf, it is those small acts of kindness and love. So Lord of the Rings, no? Gandalf. It is those small acts of kindness and love that holds back the darkness at bay. And that builds up hope. That gives you and others hope. That you are part of making this world a better place, or the very least, making someone's life a little better, one person at a time. Faith, hope, and love are interconnected. Hindi yan mapaghihiwalay. Ang pag-ibig, pag-asa, pananampalataya ay hindi maihihiwalay sa isa't isa. Ito ang mga pundasyong nagpapatibay at nagpapatayo sa isang tahanan, no, sa isang bahay, sa buhay, at sa bayan. Wala namang pananampalatayang hiwalay sa pagiging mapagmahal sa kapwa. Walang pag-asa na hindi iniluluwal ng pag-ibig at pananampalataya. At walang pag-ibig na uhaw sa pag-asa. Kapag ikay nagmamahal, pag ikay umiibig, dapat punong-puno ka ng pag-asa. Ang pag-ibig ay palaging umaasa para sa mas magandang bukas, sa mas magandang buhay. Easier said than done, of course. Building or renovating your life is a long process. Ang pagpapagawa at pagre-renovate ng bahay ay isang matagal na proseso at gawain. At si Kuya Mike Mia nga, meron niyang, no, ang madalas na sinasabi ni Kuya Mike, alam na natin yan, God's love is unconditional, God's love does not depend on your sexuality or gender identity, God loves you no matter what, period. Yan ang palaging sinasabi ni Kuya Mike. Pero meron din siya isa pang sinasabi from time to time. Another wisdom from Kuya Mike na sinasabi niya patungkol sa kanyang sarili. And minsan patungkol din sa iba. And Kuya Mike sometimes says, I'm a work in progress. God continues to work in me, with me, and through me. I'm a work in progress. God does not give up on me, and God continues to work through me and with me. God is not yet finished with me. I am the wonderful, beautiful work of God that God continues to form. Yan sinasabi palagi ni Kuya Mike. Kasi si Kuya Mike, may mga bagay din yan na mga imperfections, mga maling decision sa buhay, ganyan, no? Mga, so aware siya doon na no, minsan pasaway siya sa kanyang personal na buhay. Minsan dito rin sa MCC. And so he would apologize, recognize his imperfection, and then he would declare that God continues to work in my life. I am a work in progress. God continues to build up my life, renovate my life. Kasi nga proseso 'yan. Mahirap, mabigat at madalas nakakapagod na paglikha ang bahay, buhay at bayan. Sabi nga nila, anything that is of value takes time, effort, and a whole lot of commitment. No, ulitin ko, anything that is of value, something that is valuable and precious, or anything that will lead you to success, takes time, effort, a lot of commitment, and it will really cost you. Therefore, do not rush the process. Do not think that you can have a better life in just a few days, or that you can be a better person in just a few days, weeks, or months, in the same way that you cannot build or renovate a house by rushing to finish in a few weeks, days, or months. Madalas pa nga may delay and maraming adjustment from the initial architectural plan. Walang ginagawang bahay o building. I mean, bihira sa isang building ang hindi na di-delay. At kung hindi man ma-delay, yung marami palang adjustment na kailangan gawin. No? The process is also something that needs to be done one step at a time, one house area or one component at a time. The work has to be built from the ground up. The work has to be built from on top of one another. And this is where good habits come in. Good habits is a process of building from the ground up and building on top of one another. Of adjustment and retrofitting. The process is one step at a time. And this is where good habits come in. When I say be loving, it is not something that you do just once or twice. Loving should be a habit you cultivate. And that should not only be about what you are doing, but a habit of what you are becoming. Ito yung sinasabi nung author ng Atomic Habits, sa kanyang librong Atomic Habits, the habit must become part of who you are. The habit is not about goals, but about your identity. No, hindi ko pa nabasa yung buong libro. Alam ko lang maganda siya, and I just took some quotes from it. Pero alam ko maganda siya, bestseller siya. No? So, you might want to give it a try. It is not about goals. It is about your identity of what you want to become. Who and what you want to become. Equally, faith, as I've already said, requires intentional habits. Being hopeful is something you have to do. At ito ngang pandemic, especially at the start of the pandemic, for 2020 and early 2021, na na-push tayo at na-force tayong maging hopeful. Pinush tayo maging hopeful sa sitwasyon, sa global situation na parang napaka-hopeless. We must cultivate the habits of love, faith, and hope. The Apostle Paul understood this very clearly. No, akala nyo bagong idea to ni nung author ng Atomic Habits that habits is about identity, about what you want to become. Ang original niyan ay si Apostle Paul, si Apostle Pablo sa kanyang letters of Paul. When he keeps on repeating the connection of the fruits of the Spirit, no? Love, patience, kindness, understanding, joy, self-control, faith, hope, and many other virtues and values. And he connects that with what he says, the theology of Christ lives in me. Christ living in me. Yung kanyang sinasabing, I am no longer living for myself, but it is Christ who lives in me. Now, that does not mean to say that you or us replace Jesus Christ, or that you claim to be the new appointed Son of God, na ikaw na ang bagong Mesiyas. What it means is that your identity has been formed or continues to be formed into the likeness of the one you claim to follow. You claim to follow Jesus, pero madamot ka, mapanakit sa salita at sa gawa, mainitin ang ulo, lahat na lang, kahit sino na lang, sa kalit-liitang bagay ay inaaway mo. Is that the habits of love, faith, and hope? Is that habits of becoming Christ, Christ-like? What are the habits, the process? What are the process of consistently building that will create the better and best version of yourself and of the life that is truly meaningful and joyful? Ano yung mga habits? What are the habits? May mga ilan ako sinuggest, pero kayo, isipin nyo rin sa sarili, what are the habits that builds up a house, foundations, consistently builds up foundations and a house, a house that is of the better version of yourself and of the life that you want, a life that is truly meaningful and joyful. On the national level naman, sa reflection series na to, palagi kong isinasama ang tungkol sa ating bayan. On the national level, what are the habits, the consistent work and process of faith, hope, and love that will build us into a better nation that is truly abundant and good? Ano ang mga proseso ng pag-ibig, pananampalataya, at pag-asa na tunay na lilikha ng isang bayang masagana, mabuti, totoo, at masaya? Better ways of processing corruption? Better process of lying and spreading fake news and disinformation or misinformation? Better process of gutter word fights in social media? No? Gutter word fight, ang ibig sabihin niyan, usapang kanal, malaimbornal na pagbabangayan. Yan ba ang habits? Yan ba ang process ng paglikha ng isang mabuti, masaganang at masaganang bayan? What should be our foundation and frame and wall and roof and floor that makes us stand and holds us firmly together as individuals, as communities, as a church, and as a nation? What are the habits and process to build faith, hope, and love in us and around us? Ano ang mga proseso na kailangan natin bigyang atensyon at effort at consistently na gawin para lumikha ng isang maganda, matagumpay, at masayang bahay, buhay, at bayan. I have given some suggestions and reflections at napakahaba na ng sermon na ito, ng reflection na ito. Pero at the end of the day, malalaki na kayo at alam kong matatalino kayo. At the end of the day, it is just about you deciding, reflecting, internalizing, and beginning the process of building and renovating. At the end of the day, malalaki na kayo, matatalino na kayo, maiisip nyo na anong mga proseso ang dapat gawin at piliin. Therefore, go out there, go and do according to what God has revealed to you today, and do what God reveals to you every single day. Amen.